here's a story from The World.
In Kenya, the government has banned a documentary that explores the struggles of a young gay Kenyan man. Kenya's film board said the documentary blatantly violates the country's laws that criminalize homosexuality and same-sex marriage, and that the storyline was, quote, a clear and deliberate attempt to promote same-sex marriage as an acceptable way of life, end quote. The documentary, I Am Samuel, took 5 years to put together and was made by Kenyan Peter Marimi, who joins us now from London. Peter, what is the basic storyline of your documentary?
It's about love, and it's basically a story of a young man, a young Kenyan man who grew up in the countryside, went to the city, fell in love. But also it's a story about the parents who really struggle to deal with their son's sexuality. And it's eventually also a love story between the father and son and how eventually the father accepted his son for who he is. And this is very representative of very many Kenyan gay men right now.
2 years ago, the Kenyan government banned another film about an LGBTQ couple. It was called Rafiki, a drama about two women. Why did you think it would be any different for your movie?
I was a bit optimistic because this is a documentary. Unlike Rafiki, was a script which turned into a film. And then the government was like, yeah, this is an agenda because the director had a storyline that they're pushing. But I was telling a story about real people. This is real life. Nothing is scripted. And I'm a journalist. So I thought censoring journalism, even if you don't like the message, but you cannot censor journalism. So I thought although the classification board is his decisions before have been homophobic, but I thought this being journalistic would pass the test and Kenyans would be able to see it.
Are you appealing the ban?
The law actually should be changed. The law is a really bad law because it gives so much power to the classification board. Like if they think Donald Duck is inappropriate for Kenyans, they can restrict it and they have the power to do that. But we are going to appeal, but also in the court of public opinion, because two things need to change in Kenya. Definitely the law needs to change, but also the public needs to have very constructive dialogue about LGBTQ plus rights, but also about freedom of expression and censorship. So we're going to have this debate and let's see what progress we make.
In this digital age we're living in, Peter, how effective can Kenya's ban be? I mean, won't Kenyans be able to see your movie online anyway?
The world is changing so fast. And obviously, the law is not keeping up with how fast the world is changing. The thing is, because I'm Kenyan, most of the production companies Kenyan, the crew, the producers Kenyan, like so many people who worked in this film are Kenyan. So the truth is, if we could just put it online, sell it to a company online and stream it in Kenya, it could be fine, but we could have legal responsibility and we're Kenyans. Mm. And we're intending to appeal it. And we're intending to fight, but we'll fight within this law that would jeopardize us and we would end up in jail. Because the penalty is stiff. It's 5 years in jail.
Wow.
So it's not a joke. It's really stiff.
What about the rest of Africa? Are you aiming for distribution across the continent?
This is the beauty, actually, of this digital age. We are going to release this film for free across Africa. Like every country in Africa from the 13th of next month can watch the film.
Are you concerned, though, that some countries will try to shut down access to the streaming service that I Am Samuel is available on?
That is possible. But what we're willing to do is deal with it on a case-by-case basis. But we have an advantage. We're not legally, there's no jurisdiction over us because we're Kenyans. So if any country, for example, Zimbabwe complains, it's much more harder and difficult for them to pull it down.
Tell me a bit more about Samuel, the subject of the documentary. What's his life like these days? Is he in any danger, given that he's Kenyan?
So he's not in Kenya anymore. He's doing well. He's starting a new chapter in his life at the moment.
Did Samuel leave Kenya because of concern over the reaction he could get from the film?
Yeah, like during the making of this film, it became very clear that when we release this film, it will not be safe for him legally to be in Kenya.
Peter, I'm curious, did you set out to make a political film, almost to test the Kenyan government?
It's the opposite. Because this film, I really tried to keep away from the politics because I knew how flammable that issue is. Talking about marriage, talking about LGBTQ plus rights. So I made a very personal story. It's a love story. It's a very personal story about someone. You can see he struggles. He works in a construction site and he has to deal with the expectations of parents like we all do. So this is a very personal story and it's ended up being political, but my intention was completely the opposite.
Peter Marimi is a Kenyan filmmaker and journalist. His latest documentary, I Am Samuel, has been banned by the Kenyan government. Peter, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.